You had a fantastic line that kind of caught me off guard with regard to Miami. And you said it's a good thing. It's good to have villains. And it kind of caught me off guard. I enjoyed that. But what's your take on their start? It hasn't really been what everybody thought it'd be.
Hallelujah, boy. Is that great or what?
I love it. Hey, we've been talking about the idea of front hating. Instead of front runners, we're front haters. I hate all the front runners.
Oh, my goodness. How cool is that? Now, they still can turn around and win out for all that matters. But you're starting to see some of the problems, right? They don't have any teams with a strong big guy that can score. They're getting abused by. I mean, Paul Millsap goes up, scores, pulls a Tracy McGrady. What, Tracy McGrady scored 13 and 30 or whatever, and Paul Millsap scores 11 in 29 seconds or something ridiculous.
Because I was watching that, and it was glorious.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, and they just don't have size to battle, and they have fewest points in the paint of any team. Mm-hmm. That's tough.
You know what else I've noticed? Chris Bosh is drifting out of games because he's not getting touches. A lot of guys are like that. He's got to figure out, how do I stay in a game involved when I'm not getting touches?
And that's going to start creating questions, right? And you know what? All you got to do is listen to Cleveland Sports, and you're going to hear all the things. And, my buddy Dan Gilbert is smiling all the way, too. So, again, it's early in the season. You don't never quite know how it's going to play out. But, oh, how glorious, like you said. That's a good word, glorious.